I want to double down on one of the points that Ashley made on this bill that passed last year, SB 1383, by now former, since she retired, former Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, which expanded the California Family Rights Act, which is a version of the federal act. It expanded it by taking the threshold down from 50 employees or more all the way down to 5. And that's for 12 weeks of protected leave. It's not necessarily compensated, but it's protected. And if you think about it, a small employer with 5, 6, 7, 8 people, having somebody out for 12 weeks is a real issue for them. Small companies like that don't always have the ability to cross train. Because we passed AB 5 a couple of years ago, making it hard to contract out for temporary work. If you want to fill that position temporarily, it's very difficult to hire a new employee on a temporary basis like that. Oftentimes, you have to extend premium pay to get them to come on board, and then they'll jump ship at the next best opportunity that comes along. So we've really made it difficult for these small employers. And as far as I know, California is the only state in the entire country that lowered the threshold for the Family Leave Act all the way down to 5 employees. Now, despite that, and by the way, that bill was heavily, heavily lobbied, and it just barely passed. I mean, a lot of moderate Democrats laid off that bill or voted no, but there were still enough votes to get it to the governor, and the governor lobbied very hard for it. So despite everything that we hear coming out of Sacramento about what they're doing for small businesses and for business, the passage of that bill was really a shot across the bow for a lot of small businesses in California that are struggling.